was the
Egunon sail ofizialeko el rey de La Habana filmaren prentzaurrekoari hasiera emango diogu.
Good morning, let's commence the press conference of this film from the official section, The King of Havana. We've got the director and screenwriter Agustín Villaronga, Michael David Tortoló, Jordán Carriosa, Héctor Medina, the actors, and the producer María Luisa Matienzo, co-producer Felines Toribio. And please, the photographers, our colleagues, please finish your work. And the first question is right here. And I'm going to take turns, by the way. Good. Hi. Good morning. There was a Spanish film which says... There's a Spanish film that says... Saying love doesn't mean sex. Have you tried to come to the great Greek tragedy through sex, that is say love through sex?
No.
No. But let me clear things up. It's a love story, but it's a strange love story, but basically I don't think it's a love story. It's a fresco upon a Cuba that goes through difficult years in the decade of the 90s when the U.S. embargo gets worse and the Soviet Union collapses. So therefore, it's a country that was poor became even poorer with enormous difficulty for the people that lived in that period to survive. And what it tries to do, and it shows what happens to those people, and specifically it fixed on Reynoc, who's the leading actor here, or the main character. And in Cuba, it's not an embedded society. No, it's not something that's a bit exaggerated or invented. No, it's very accumulated there, but it's not at all invented. That's the way it is. But it's a love story. Obviously, there is a love story, but it's a love story. It can never be like ours, and sex can't be like 50 Shades of Grey either. It has to be something different. Two question. Hi, good morning, everyone. Agustín Villaronga, what was your knowledge of Cuba beforehand, and how did you adapt that Cuba that has nothing to do with the very colorful Cuba that you see in other documentaries and films? And to the producer, Luisa Batiento, how was it to not be able to shoot in Cuba and have to transfer the shooting the film to another country? Shall I start? Hi, good morning. The truth is, as the name of the film indicates, this film, we wanted to have shot it in Havana, but the circumstances and the Cuban codes did not really agree or did not allow us to shoot in Cuba. So therefore, a moment arrived that we had to say, well, what were we going to do with the film? Because Havana is a city that's specific, that everyone recognizes, and we were afraid that if we took it out of context, the story would lose its content matter. So therefore, that took us to, allowed us to meditate, and we had to think about it, but all of a sudden we realized that there are other places and other locations that are very close by, like, for example, Santo Domingo. And we went to Santo Domingo, we saw the circumstances from the town planning, and it was also the human landscape which we wanted to recreate well in the story and decoration. Due to the fact that there's something that in this film required was for it to be very true and very genuine, and for the characters to be identify themselves very much with the people, what Pedro Juanes talks about the novel, and Agustín put into the script writer, he talks about the people that don't have a voice. In leaving Havana meant that we made it a bit more universal, because the fact is that the film in the novel takes place in Havana. However, However, this is not strange to any other cities and countries in the world, because albeit you talk about a specific period in time in Havana, but there was a great world catharsis that was going on, and this can be applied to any place in the world. So therefore, Agustín chose, with very good criterion, Cuban actors. He even all of the supporting actors, we looked for supporting actors, Cuban actors who lived in Santo Domingo, and I, vis-a-vis production, I found Felinas Toribio and Gabriel Tineo, who are my two Dominican partners who have helped me to set up, financially speaking, the film there, and that's how we made things, struggling like we do always. What was my question? No, the relationship with Cuba. Yes. Okay. Your relationship with Cuba. I can't hear the question now. She's not using a microphone. My relationship with Cuba starts in 1992 when things get tough in Cuba, and I went to Santora de Baños school. I was teaching there. I thought it was a very difficult country. I said, I'm never going to come back here in my life. It was true. I taught there, but it was difficult. I didn't understand how the school worked, like a kind of, it was very reserved vis-a-vis to what Havana was. It was a period, it was, people couldn't buy directly dollars, and they were asking me to buy things to give to the Cubans, because it was a very difficult country to live in. Then I went back because of circumstances in life. I've gone back a lot of time. I've got a lot of close relationship. I almost went to live there, not live, but to have a house there, buy a house there. And I've got a very strong relationship with Cuba. The novel comes through Luisa, and I liked it very much. And I think it is something that had to be made in one way or another. I know that The King of Havana had been tried to be done there, but the directors in Havana had difficult. That was very bothersome that foreigners were going to get into Cuba and to film the book. But there was a great respect from me. One thing, I never would have made it if it hadn't been with Pedro Juan and the hand of Pedro Juan Gutiérrez. It's his story, and he is what he tells is his truth. So therefore, what I've tried is to put images to that and a certain rhythm to him. But it's Pedro Juan, and if I hadn't gone hand in hand with him, I wouldn't have done it. And that's what I think. I think it's good, because normally from Cuba you receive some very interesting films, but they always deal with Cuba of the white people, more of Miramar. But all of a sudden, to look in the most outward areas of in the poorer suburbs, we were able to do this, and I think many Cubans are going to thank us for it, because I think it truthfully shows what goes on there. Hi, congratulations. I think the film is full of impact. I saw it last night, and it's still in the back of my head. So I would like to tell the three actors, Blanca, Michael, and Hector, how did you do, Michael? Because it's, you maintain two love stories apart from sex. You love both, two different people, and when you direct, talk to them, you can see it, you transmit that very well. And Blanca, Jordanka, you're great, you're very beautiful, and you don't look very good in the film, so you were well portrayed in the film. And Hector, well, how did you create that great character who hooks the whole audience, by the way? Congratulations to all of you. In my case, well, the construction of the character was quite difficult, because this character has got many points in contact with me and many that have got nothing to do with me. And so therefore, I believe that above all, it helped me that it's a human being. She's a human being with very similar characteristics to mine. And so therefore, I was able to start with there, to be able to start to create and work with Magda, the character. I say difficult because she's a human being who's had to live in conditions that not all of us, she reacts according to what she's lived and what she's felt, and therefore it was very difficult for me to react like an animal. And so therefore I think a little bit more than she does. I say, it was difficult in that sense, her, how she reacted, and what you were saying also. Physically, we had to do a lot of work, because for me not to look the way I see myself now, but how she sees herself in the conditions that she's lived through, and what she's had to live through. And these are people, due to the time they lived in and the process, they degraded themselves instead of evolving and developing. So that's what happens with Magda in the film, in the way I constructed everything, what the character has to do. And even I imagine that one, I haven't seen the film, by the way, but one of the things that, of course, the greatest impression was Bubbly, was supposedly the part where she set, she hands over the, I had to investigate, go in depth to study that. These are things that we all be believe things in Cuba. Everyone has that light or that grace to be able to send the dead person over. And I had to investigate with people who can do that, who receive those things from the people who are dead, and explain how I could do this. And that's one of the things that was most difficult for me to portray in the character. It was difficult. It was very difficult, because the character is tough, especially to work. The audience, we don't want the audience to see the character, my character, to detect. She does things that are very tough and very bad, difficult to accept, but to give it something so that the audience doesn't detect it. And Agustí helped me very much, because it's difficult, because she, what she does, that the audience doesn't judge her, well, in the wrong way. And that's what I have to say. Okay. My character, it was a bit of work, because I'd never done anything on TV, or I'm a dancer, or on TV, on or in films. I had to study about, there were some things that were similar to me for because of the neighborhoods I live in Cuba, which are not as that marginal, but I had to link myself to those things. But as regards to develop the character and to portray it, the sentimental sides of things, because he's a boy that, it seems like a bad guy, but in the background, he's got a lot of feelings because of the things he's had to live through. He lost his family. So those things were a bit of difficult, and obviously the director, Agustí, helped me very much, and especially and the producer and Selena as well. Jordi and us and everyone. Jordi and us, my coach, yes. I feel very good for being the first time. It's up to you now. For me, I can talk about my character. What I would like to say is the following. In Cuba, I've done several jobs, and the truth is, when Agustí came to Cuba, the first thing that impressed me was the first reading that I did it with Jazz Vilar, who called me to read the script with Agustí Villaronga. And the first time I read that script, I felt ashamed and pity. I felt ashamed of Cuba, that a person from another country, from Spain, turns up and he makes a script. And even at that period, he was just reading it. The script wasn't finished yet. He was reading and rereading and rewriting the script. And the truth is, it was a shame that someone from another country to tell a Cuban story, well told, and even with putting the swear words wherever you have to put them, better than a Cuban. And I read that and I fell in love. And that was it. All of the characters well constructed. It's something that it wasn't an adapted script, so therefore, I'm not a good film critic, but for me, it was a script of the best I've had in my hands. A beautiful story of love story, albeit it doesn't seem so, but it's a love story. Of which I fell in love with this boy in the film. I fell in love with him, the truth is. And my work, as regards to my character, at the beginning, I said, well, this character is a gift. I said, to this lady, for example, it was, so therefore, all, like La Grau in All About My Mother, but we had to have a certain care to not fall into cliches and things that normally does in those first ideas that one has in the script of being a transvestite, it'd be very funny and go. No, no. We had to take a lot of care in that aspect and not go over the top. And this man here, he never misses a beat. He doesn't miss a detail. When you work, first we did a good casting work in the very little time that Agustí was in Cuba. He fitted all the pieces together and we worked the character well. But what happens when one goes to the Dominican Republic, because you couldn't shoot in Cuba, we had to film in the Dominican Republic, and it wasn't them, but also the extras. And we had to work very carefully with the extras and the supporting actors. We were in the Dominican, all of the accents and everything had to be perfect. He, and the technical side, and apart from that, he'd come along and says, I think it's, we're losing rhythm and we've got to pick it up a bit. And he didn't miss a beat. And I love me keeping me tense all the time through the shooting of the film. And the truth was, it was tough to impress him. Can I say something about them? For me, it's been a great joy to work with them. And I've always liked actors, and I think the most important thing in the film is our actors. And I've always worked upon this aspect. But this time, what happened to me was, and had to give a lot of feet, I have to give up, and I have to thank them much more, and we're not trying to be too nice. This is pure information, because these are parents that they possessed the characters that were far away from me. And Michael, he said, wait, you tell me what you want, and don't drive me crazy. And it was fantastic, because they knew where to move, and I had ideas well where they had to go, but they knew exactly. And I think that their work has been of fundamental importance, and plus their own work. Yes, they've been helped. Mirando was helped from the outside, but I thank them very much, especially this guy. This guy, he got angry at me, and he's younger than me. I would like to, when I said at the beginning, as regard the casting of the film, I presented myself to the casting sessions in Cuba, Olivia Batista in her house. They found me at my art school, and I presented myself to the casting. They said that the next day they're going to call us, and they didn't call me, and a week later they called me, and it caught me by surprise. And they called me for a casting with this man who is on my left here, Mr. Villaronga, a casting to play the leading role, and I got very, very happy. And the scenes that Villaronga sent me to do that day, I went with my coach, Jazz Villa, who helped me very much, and also to learn all of the script. And then, and I'm very, very happy that I was able to form part of the film. Thank you very much. Sorry, microphone. I want to say something that's very important for us as Cuban. He is the grandson of a very important symbol within Cuba. He's Celeste Mendoza, who is the queen of Cubancó, who forms part of the Cuban culture, as if we were talking about Celia Cruz or Bola de Nieve. He's the only grandson that Celeste Mendoza had. He never met her when she was alive, so therefore, he is the grandmother, and the fact that we found him at that moment for the film has a very special significance, because his father and his mother were very moved, the truth that he was able to be in the film. His father said, take care of him as if the grandmother was looking at him. And that's very important to say, that his mother is here with him, okay?
Hola.
Hi. Yes. Hi. I'm over here at the back. I would like... Agustín, could you tell us, is it going to be premiered or in a moment in which the Cuban situation seems to be on fire, that is to say, they're very optimistic. How is this film going to be? How is it going to get? Do you think it's going to be well accepted? I'm going to ask the actors if you want to in Cuba. They say, please, Agustín, could you tell us about Pedro Juan Gutiérrez? What does he think that it's put on? It's been put on the screen. There've been attempts in the past, but it's a novel that you've got the feeling that can only exist in a book. So therefore, I think many people that have read this think so. And you've decided to take that step. And what's it been? How was your relationship in that sense of translated and to change it and go to another country to shoot it? Well, the relationship with Pedro Juan has been very good. I met him through the project, not beforehand. I knew the trilogy. Trilogía Sucia de La Habana, which was a trilogy that he wrote. And then in the last moment, we read the script at the end to focus upon the dialogues. He has not seen it. They haven't seen it either. So, well, nobody's seen the film. Well, you have, but... Juan will be next week. Fabián y el Caos is his new book, and we'll be able to see the film there and talk about it. But I know that The King of Havana, some other people have wanted to, and Trilogía Sucia de La Habana, other people had rights. Antonia Banderas and Melanie Griffiths had the rights. He's a man who's been interested in other countries in Brazil. I know that they wanted to shoot this film to work upon his work. He's very cinematographic, and that's because this man comes from, he's a journalist, short phrases, explaining things clearly. He's very direct, and he always creates action. There's no reflection that lacks any action. He doesn't carry out a mental action, which is the most beautiful thing that he has for me. Because as Luisa said, he gives voice to the people that don't have a voice. That is, the people that don't have a voice doesn't mean they don't have feelings, nor the way to express, the way they express things are different. But Juan is quite clear in his mind when he writes it. And it's more difficult in a film, but it's done in a way that they express themselves in their own actions. And in their own actions, you have to discover what they have. For me, I love all of those characters very much, but I know quite perfectly that people could see them as being savages or animals or whatever you want to call it. But what we've got to think is, how do you come to this situation and do what you do? And that's what the film tries to portray. Sorry, no, I can't hear the question without a microphone. How do you think it's going to be received in Cuba? I think it's better. I hope that it can be shown. I don't know how it's going to be received, but the real Cuban is going to enjoy the film very much because it's a story and it's a period of time that most of the people have went through in Cuba, and when they see it on the screen, they're going to thank the fact that that story has been told apart from this, because Pedro Juan Gutiérrez is one of the best authors that we have in Cuba at present. We've got Padura and Pedro Juan Gutiérrez. For me, they're the best and the most read authors in Cuba. And he's a man who's been ignored very much in Cuba. Well, in fact, the film couldn't be filmed in Cuba. Imagine that. And I know that the Cuban audience are going to enjoy the film, and they're going to thank them. They're going to thank the fact that that little bit of story is going to be told. Yes, and I think Cuba needs this story to be told. The Cuba, we've seen the same film many, many, many times. And so therefore in Cuba, you make a film and it's the same subject matter or several subject matter. They don't go in depth into anything. Well, in my opinion, at least the films that I've seen in Cuba. And it's important that we talk about that period of time in the film, in Cuban film. It's a period as if that's just been touched upon, it's talked about, but just brushstrokes, but not in depth. And so therefore, I think it's necessary that the film should be seen in Cuba. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I think it's necessary. We don't know whether it's going to receive. It'll be seen. I would love the Cubans, and especially the people in the center of downtown Havana, where the characters that we portrayed in the film can be able to see the film. I think they're very interested. I receive a lot through the social media, but they're very interested. I'm not too sure whether we will achieve it. It would be great to be able to start up in the Havana Film Festival. As a producer, I'm going to try to do it. It's difficult to believe that they'll allow me despite the quote unquote opening up of Cuba, but what's quite clear in my mind, I will go there with a film, and if they don't let me, I'll make a documentary and I'll take full advantage to get rid of, whether they like it, I'm going to take it there anyway, no matter what they say to me. Hi, good morning. The regime doesn't allow it, because the other day in the French Channel 5, there's a magnificent documentary of today's Cuba, and it's very similar to that in the film, but there's something within the documentary that appears in your film. I love the film, by the way, precisely because of everything that you're talking about, the issue of Varadero. That double Fidel who has saved the regime is what he's fooling Cuba, the Varadero Cuba, and the Cuba of the others. That doesn't date back to 1991. It's 2015, and that's my opinion. What do you think about this? That the regime doesn't allow it because there's no opening up, there's no freedom, and because the same thing has been done that was being done 20, 25, 30 years. I say because of the documentary I saw, the scene of the dump, for example, whether that's realistic. And thank you very much for the film, by the way. Well, the landfill, yes, very realistic. But people say, well, is that what? No. That was done in live and on location, and the blood is like very sweet. All of the flies went to her, so therefore, that shooting was enormous for all of us, but especially for these two, it was spectacular, I imagine. There were smell and smoke and pain. Yes. You did that on purpose, just to give you a hard time. Yes, the mice as well, the rats as well. Yes. In this film, everything, there are no digital effects. All of them are special effects made directly, be it the storm and the hurricane, the falling down of the house. There's nothing that has digital effects. It's all special effects done live. One of the rats of Yordanka is a good rat, and the other one is a digital effect, only one of the rats. And the king's what hangs between his leg is also a digital effect. Okay, it's not his. Oh, that's the secret. Thank you to confirm it was digital. Luisa, over here, Salinas. On behalf of the Dominican Republic, because as we're the part that represents the Dominican Republic with an investment with Gabriel Tibineo and Ada Conjovine and Josep Amoros, who's the general producer and represents the whole Spanish crew, amongst the small few foreign directors that have shot in the Dominican Republic, he's the best. He involved the technical crew, the Dominican productions in the locations. Agustin spent 8 months before to find locations in San Pedro de Macorís, Malecón Dominican, Malecón de San Pedro, the neighborhoods in Santo Domingo, in the capital. Agustin saw them, Cuba reflected in them. So therefore, thank you very much, Luisa, for accepting us, and thank you very much, Agustin, for your essence. We'll be back. Well, that's good. So therefore, well, we'll be waiting for you in the Dominican Republic. Okay, thank you very much to all of you.